Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. Janis Joplin's 75th birthday bash, Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m., an all-women's musical extravaganza in celebration of Janis Joplin and her music on what would have been, or the day after, her 75th birthday. Enjoy Bethel AME Choir, Sherry Quammen, and many other top-notch female singers backed by the Living Karaoke Band. Once again, this Saturday, the 20th, from 7 to 10 p.m., at Trinity United Methodist Church, 285 East 5th Street in Chico. There will be a silent auction, birthday cake, and snacks available for sale. And all of this is a benefit for Chico Housing Action Team working to end homelessness in our community. More information, call Bob, 530-518-8509. And what are you going to lead with, Sherry?
A song by Kris Kristofferson.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained, rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my poon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. When she was slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sing every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, all in all, all of it ain't free, yeah. Feeling good is long, Bobby sang the blues, you know. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather and everything we've done, well, Bobby, baby, held me from the cold. One day, Aunt Selena saw I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I'll be fine there. Well, I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Free's just another word for nothing left to lose, nothing. And that's all the Bobby left me, yeah. Feeling good was his long when Bobby sang the blues, you know. Feeling good was good enough for me, good enough for me and my Bobby McGee, yeah. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. La da 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 Bobby McGee, yeah. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 Bobby McGee, yeah. la 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 la. Hey, 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 Bobby McGee, yeah.
All right, Sherry, that was beautiful, you know? You got one more, don't you? We're going to do a Facebook Live. I thought we'd do a Facebook Live. Don't want to put too much pressure on you, but it looked really good.
Are you okay with that? I can do one of mine.
Yeah.
Do one of yours.
All right. This one's called Land of the Free.
Land of the Free on Peep Pow Radio.
Very similar, huh? I know a lot of songs in G. Welcome to the land of the free. It's everything that we hoped it would be, with all the shopping malls and SUVs. How can we ever fear? We fill our carts, load our guns, consume and waste more than anyone. But let's keep on shopping and having fun. And would you pass me another beer? Well, I don't know, but I've been told our little towns have lost their souls to the fast food chains and the wily worlds across the USA. And there's miles and miles of parking lots and big bright signs to light our hearts. Tell me when the next sale starts and get out of my way, 'cause we're living in America, land of prosperity, living it up in America. Won't you go shopping with me? Well, slice me up a piece of that pie, I'll be happy to the day I die. But there's not much left and we wonder why and who is to blame. And it shouldn't come as a surprise when one day we realize it's getting a lot harder to find the American dream. No, we get up early and work all day and we watch our lives slip away. The rents are high, there's more bills to pay. I can't seem to get ahead, but that's okay. The TV's on and it's a new Simpsons rerun. So sit back and turn that volume up and get those worries from your head. 'Cause we're living in America, land of prosperity. We're living it up in America. Sit back and watch your TV. Well, there's plenty of strip malls and liquor stores, car lots and Starbucks too. Well, it's a consumeristic wonderland set up for me and you. Yee-hoo! Come join us now, it's not too hard. Unless you're an immigrant with no green card, you might get a job on some rich man's farm for a few dollars a day. You just pledge allegiance to that flag and send your children off to die for it. 'Cause you know all the rich men that started this shit won't ever be in harm's way. No, they get up there and they tell their lies. They don't care how many people die. Means there'll be more weapons to buy, and hey, that's more money for them. And the men that contributed to his cause will get more contracts to clean up Trump's wars. And they'll be needing more of our money, of course, 'cause these wars won't ever end. We're living in America, land of pride and liberty. We're living it up in America. Be proud to die for your country. Yeah, we're We're living in America, land of hypocrisy. Living it up in America. Welcome to the land of the free. Welcome to the land of the need. Welcome to the land of the greed.
All right, Jerry, that was beautiful, man. All right, Bob. What's going on with the? Give us a little details on the show today. It's coming up Saturday, man.
On Saturday, well, Bill, jump in here.
Sure.
We have 13 women that are going to be performing songs like this. Amazing voices, amazing women. We have the Bethel Amy Choir at Saturday at Trinity United Methodist Church, 5th and Flume.
All for Chico Housing
All
Action
for
Team.
Chico Housing Action
Love
Team.
It. Love
we're
it.
Doing lots of exciting things. We just. Got our 14th home. We're putting people in it. We have between 55 and 60 people off the street, and we keep on working on it, but we need your help and support. And these young, incredible women are performing for us, and it's going to be an amazing event. It's Janice's 75th birthday anniversary. We
come,
have all
come for the cake.
Be there.
Come
be there.
For the, exactly.
Stay
come
for the music.
Cake.
what do you got, Bill? What do you got for us?
Well, let's see. So, like Bob was saying, it's going to be this coming Saturday, 7 to 10. It's going to be a $15 donation, and we have some really, really amazing women performing.
And we have someone here and that's ready to play right now, right?
That's right. Another
what's your name? What's your
way.
Name? Aaron. All right, jump right on up there and play it on up.
All right.
Thank you so much. People Power Radio.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. I worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? I'm dialing for dollars, and it's trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. I worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
That was amazing. Wow. That's
going to
be Saturday. You're going to be singing that Saturday, right? Saturday?
I wish you guys could do a duet.
A duet, man. All right, what? Let's close out this thing because I've got a bunch of pre-records because we want to make sure people can hear what all this good money's going towards. We got some really good interviews at Chat House Number 2, and give us a little final ditty on the Janis Joplin birthday bash.
Well, again, Saturday from 7 to 10, Trinity United Methodist Church. We want people to come out to support Chat. We have 3 programs. We do our Housing Now program. We have 14 houses. We have Safe Space through the winter. We're going to have probably as many as 6,000 bedtime, nighttime throughout the
it's amazing.
Winter. And that includes 20 to 25 people as well. On top of that, that are doing from intake to food to cleanup to hauling the gear and moving from church to church. Every night, some of the churches we set up, every morning we have to break down. So it's going to take a tremendous effort, and it's been happening. And we're so proud of this community. They're stepping up to do that. And, you know, then we're talking about small, tiny homes, and it's getting closer and closer to happening. I think the people in this community are starting to realize that it has to happen. We have to have affordable housing for people and get people off the street and change their lives. So, all again, right. Trinity United Methodist Church, right? You come out Saturday.
Get to hear stuff like that.
And oh, my gosh.
See people
yes.
like this.
And
yeah.
more. I'm telling you, I was at the rehearsal last night.
The rehearsal.
Blown away.
Blown away. It's not hard. It's not easy to blow Bob Trouch away. So, so we've done it. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. And listen up. This is a nice little interview around, like I said at the front end, a beautiful article that Ken Smith had penned here on Peepaw Radio. Guillermo Mash here, welcoming you to Without a Roof radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM. Without a Roof, man. Find us. Google us. We come right to the top. Without space, a space, roof. We're on Tumblr, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we have a major YouTube presence. Today's a good show. I was given inspiration from giving Bob half a show to promote the Janis Joplin concert, 7 to 10 p.m. at Trinity United Methodist Church this Saturday. And I was blessed, man. One of my favorite writers in Chico, Ken Smith, penned an article from the ashes, and it was about a group of folks that survived a fire on Veterans Day of 2017. And how the community came together. People from the Jesus Center, the Tory Shelter, and Chico Housing Action Team actually came up with a chat house number 12, to house these folks. And what was really kind of cool is I had done interviews with two of the people that were featured in Ken Smith's article, Michael Spurgeon and Jerry Weiss. So with no further ado, I'm going to play you the interviews that I did with both of those gentlemen. Jerry's interview was from December 2012, and Michael's interview, Mike Spurgeon's, was from the end of 2014 in November. So enjoy, and always remember, if you have a roof, be grateful.
There's going to be a lot more veterans coming home.
There is, and that's.
And I just hope the government don't treat them the way they treated us when we came home.
You're a Vietnam vet, sir?
Yeah.
How many tours you do over there?
Two.
Two? So that means you raised your hand to go the second time, right?
Oh, no, I just stayed because I had had even a score.
Had even a score?
Yeah, I lost my best friend and 24 others. You can't make it even, but I tried. We all tried. Mm-hmm. 85 was went over and 35 came back. Walking, 25 disabled and 25 killed. First time the first American was killed over there, they should have nuked the whole bloody island. The veterans stand now are real good. The people are cool. I like them. Every one of them are old Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, whatever. They're old timers. They know where the dirt hits the ground, and they help out a lot of people. And the people are just like you're going home. You get a bunch of crazy old veterans like me, and everything goes. And it gives an eye awakening to people that are not veterans, and they open their eyes to the BS that the veterans have to put up with. Homeless veterans. I got baited and I refused my Purple Heart, told them to give it to somebody who deserved it. And everybody else who gets medals don't prove that they were brave, they just prove that they were bloody lucky to walk away from it. A lot of boys didn't.
Amen, Jerry.
My full given name is Michael Shane Spurgeon.
Yeah, you have to concentrate on how you say your words.
You do.
Because without teeth, you have to do something else with your mouth.
What do you do now, sir? You looks like you're retired, or what's?
Well, I'm on Social Security.
Social Security disability, and then Social Security?
SSI.
SSI?
Yeah. Well, actually, I originally got the SSI for mental. I have a serious emotional instability, and I have an attention deficit disorder on top of it, which don't help matters much. Now, intelligence, I'm pretty intelligent, but I just have no... I just don't know how to practically apply what I learned. I haven't made a bunch of money. I've worked my ass off for my entire life, but not made much money. But if I had a decent emotional makeup, I probably could have done a lot better.
What's the situation with your legs, Mike? I noticed that you've got a wonderful way about you, but you're missing parts of both feet or all of one. What's the deal?
Well, I had diabetes runs in my family. I developed diabetes. I was about 45. My first developed diabetes. Then from there, my mom died, my dog died, my brother left me. So I hit like a bit of mild depression for a while. That's what almost killed me.
How long ago was that?
Well, my mom passed away on New Year's Day 2007. Yeah, so from that point on, my dog died a few months later, but towards the end of the year, my brother left me, and then I popped with SSI, and then it took me 6 months to get it.
How much do you get a month, and how hard is it to make it last?
Right now, I'm making about $877 a month. I buy as much of my money as I possibly can. My rent's $450, and I pay like $280 for my cigarettes. Uh-huh. Per month. And what I have left over, I'm feeding two of us.
Have you ever had any bouts of homelessness?
Yes, I have. My mom probably took me in eventually, but I lived with my mom most of my life. But I have been on the streets for periods of time, and I wouldn't recommend it.
What wouldn't you recommend about it?
Well, it's just a much harder life. But now, a person making only SSI cannot live on their own. They can't do it. So they have to pool their resources.
So you must be blessed to have such a wonderful person like Beth to be able to spend time with and share an apartment.
Well, actually, she has her own room because those rooms over there are barely big enough for one person, let alone two.
So you're just basically renting a room in a house and you get to use the common areas?
Yeah, basically. You know, yeah. Kitchen, the sink, or the bathrooms, and whatever. Washer dryer.
How long have you been in that situation over there?
Right now, I've rented from the same room for like 5 years now. Yeah, and she's pretty cool. And as long as you don't get on her bad side, she's a nice person to rent from.
Do you know anyone that's been in a situation that's, you know, been in close quarters where people were taking advantage of the fact they had money?
Well, you get that anywhere. And something happens over there too. But if people look out for each other and really keep their eyes open, you know, you can kind of keep it to a minimum.
What's the last thing on the face of the earth you'd like people to know about Mike?
I'm just happy that they'll still be alive. Basically, that's what it amounts to. Be able to still ride my bike and get around. And if there ever comes a point in time that I cannot take care of myself, please put me out of my misery.
All right, I hope you enjoyed those interviews with Michael and Jerry. And we're going to transition here. We got a couple of minute interview here with Bob Trausch on the way over to Chat House number 12 for an interview that we did with Kathy, Michael, and Jerry regarding their experience with the fire and their new space, their Chat number 12 space, which has been affectionately codenamed New Hope. Hear how that came about towards the end of the interview. And immediately following that, we have Bob Trausch live in the studio talking about his event, the Chico Housing Action Team, Janis Joplin Birthday Bash, Trinity Methodist Church, 7 o'clock this Saturday. And we got a couple of live performances from a few of the performers. They'll be playing on the bill Saturday, and here you go on Pick the Power Radio.
I'm here with Bob Trausch, man. We're going over to the Chat House number 12. And I was just curious, Bob, if this house really came to fruition due to that tragic fire last Veterans Day, November 11th of 2017.
It certainly did. We got a call from Red Cross about a fire going on over on 2nd Avenue, and could we respond to it? And we responded to it real fast. I got over there quickly and talked to all the people in the house that were outside that house at that point, because the fire department was still there, and it was, they'd lost their home. And so I talked to the landlord and to the person that was dealing with the people in that house, and we worked out a solution for the money part of it that should be coming back to them for the another 20 days of rent that they'd already paid for that month, so that they had some money to move with. And then the tourist shelter, through the Red Cross, took the people in that were there, that were now unhoused, and it was a great, because they stayed at the tourist shelter, and in the meantime, tourist shelter and Chat was looking for housing, and we finally found a house, a 5-bedroom house, and we're able to move not all of the people, because some of them had already found other housing, but some of the people who hadn't been housed, we moved it into this house. And thanks to Joy, who I've learned to love from the tourist shelter, she's doing such a great job, we found a house and we signed the lease, and we've got the furniture and we got all the services for people, and they're moved in.
How many houses are you up to now, Bob?
We have 14 houses now.
All right, Gamma Mash here for the KZFR 90.1 FM Without a Roof radio program. And I'm over here at Chat House number 12, which was featured in a Ken Smith news feature this week, human interest and kind of a follow-up from a fire that you guys were involved in on Veterans Day of
17 back in November. I just want to welcome you guys to KZFR. Maybe I'll just kind of swing in around and get your names. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Catherine Coulter. I'm one of the fire victims from the fire that happened on Veterans Day at 723 West 2nd Avenue, Chico, California.
Jerry Weiss, same thing from the same area.
And Michael Spurgeon from the same fire.
So Michael, since we got the mic on you right now, why don't you kind of walk us through how crazy an experience it was to live through a fire and lose a lot of most of your possessions?
Well, actually, I didn't lose any possessions whatsoever in the house. My room was at the far end of the house, and it wasn't even touched.
Lost everything.
Yeah, Kathy and Jerry lost everything.
So yours was just smoke damage?
Well, no.
Not even that?
Just light.
Just very light.
Uh-huh.
Just particles of smoke.
Were you home when the fire happened?
Yeah, we were there. And my wife is also in a wheelchair, too. She was also involved in the fire. And she's over in an assisted living facility over in Oroville right now. But I was teaching her to get around on all fours because she had brainstem damage.
Yeah, I know your wife. What's your nice name again? I know I've met her.
Doris. I was surprised she moved as fast as she did that morning.
Everybody was moving fast.
Everybody was moving fast.
She got out of her own chair, got down on her butt, scooted out the door and pulled her chair after and got back up in all by herself.
Any serious injuries from the fire, Jerry?
No, not really. I just got my feet burned a little bit from embers, and smoke inhalation. That's all I got. And Kathy had smoke inhalation, and I think that's about all she had from it.
What was your recollection, Kathy?
Well, I was the one that discovered the fire to begin with. We have a cat that was outside. And fortunately, at the time of the fire, Sheba, our kitty, was outside, and I smelled the smoke. So, when you smell smoke, you go investigate. So that's what I went to do. And the person that started the fire had set his mattress on fire, and I saw the fire. He yelled at me to get some water. And by the time I got back with water, the fire had already spread, and the heat intensity from the fire was so much that it wouldn't have done me any good to throw the water onto the fire, because it could have backfired on me. I could have been seriously burned, or made the situation much worse than what it was. So basically, I just started yelling that there's a fire in the house. Everybody needs to get out. One other resident, a lady named Kim, she got on the phone and called 911, and then she and I think somebody else. It wasn't me, but I had heard that it was her that went around banging on people's doors to wake them up, and woke the rest of the house up to let them know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking before we turned the mics on, you lost a lot of music and stuff like that?
I lost a lot of music CDs. I had a boombox that I lost. I lost a lot of clothes, crafting items, things like that. Basically, Jerry and I lost everything, but there was... I didn't really have time to go through everything to see what was salvageable or not, and the lady that owns the place, her name is Mary Ann. I don't know what her last name is, but her son is a man named Tim Downey, and it's like you have to schedule a time to go there when he can be there with you so you could go through things. He kept telling me there's stuff that's not salvageable. Well, if there's not stuff that was salvageable, I wouldn't have found a pair of prescription glasses for Jerry,
which
a
broke.
Very special photo album for him, and other small items that he didn't expect that would survive the fire, but did.
So why don't you explain that, Jerry, how happy you were to get photo albums. That must have been beautiful.
Yeah, it was mainly the photos I took of my cats. There were three different cats with three different litters, and I have pictures of all of them. The only thing I think saved it was that I was in a filing cabinet. A few other paperwork that I needed to keep was still good. The rest of it was destroyed. I lost between $300 and $600 worth of music and movies, my TV, my Bose radio, down there, all my clothes. Only clothes I had that survived was a pair of jeans I had on. The rest of them were so badly smoke damaged, I had to toss them.
So I'll go swing it over here to Mike. So why don't we transition to this new home here? Now, how precious was it to you have this place to kind of fall back on once all this happened?
Well, what was amazing, though, Kathy and Jerry were the ones that were telling Joy that I needed a place to live, too, because I was sleeping down there by the Jesus Center. And myself, down there, I've lived on the streets before. I know what it's like. And so I kept myself safe by sleeping under the cameras down at the Jesus Center.
But how happy were you to find this place?
Actually, Joy came and found. I didn't.
Joy Amaro from Joy Shelter.
Yeah, she came and found me. I didn't find this place. Joy came and found me.
So she came over to the Jesus Center and said, "Hey, are you Mike? And I'm Joy. Is that how it kind of worked out?"
Yeah.
And she brought you over here, kind of going, "What does this place look like? How did that transpire?"
It was a couple of days for the first time I actually saw her, and she told me that and I was kind of anxious to get over here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Get out of the weather because it was getting cold out there.
We were sitting outside the second half where the apartment was there. Joy came right up to me, and said, "Hi, Jerry." And I'm sitting going, "Huh?" I didn't know her from
Adam.
No, she asked somebody, but she knew me right off the.
The bat.
Yeah.
And Joy was a godsend to us coming to the house immediately after the fire happened because she took the time to listen to each one of us. Yeah. But when Joy heard the story about Sheba, that our cat had been outside during the fire, Laura from the Jesus Center, the executive director of the Jesus Center, was also there, and Sheba came back and she caught Sheba, and then one of the people from the Red Cross or somebody there gave us a cat carrier
Red Cross.
Yeah, there was the Red Cross people that gave us a cat carrier for her. And Joy spoke up right away and realized there was a problem with Sheba needing a place to stay. She says, "I'll take her home with me and keep her until you guys get into a place to move into." Yeah. I mean, that was something we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
And
she brought Sheba over to the shelter in the back room where we could visit her a couple of times.
Oh, that's nice. At the Tory shelter?
Yeah.
Is that where you stayed, Jerry, kind of like in between the fire and here?
Well, we were at the Tory shelter from the day of the fire until the day we moved into this house.
Wow. And when was that? When did you guys move in?
We moved in on December 14th. It was a little bit less than a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Nice Christmas present there.
Well, my birthday was on the 11th, which was a Monday. So we moved in on the 14th of December.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And actually, we were surprised that we were moving into a place as quickly as we were, because Jerry and I had basically resigned ourselves to the fact that we knew we were going to get housing, but we were figuring it would be after the first of the year, with the holidays and all the things that go on with the holidays and everything. So we were actually surprised that when they called us in to sign the paperwork, this is a blessing in disguise for us, how it came together so quickly. We were really
between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, how's your first month been here, Jerry?
Been interesting. It has been good. Ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's working out pretty good.
What about you, Michael? What do you got to say about your month living here?
Well, I was going to say that I was actually the first one here.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, because I spent the first night here by myself.
Mm-hmm.
When Joy got me over here. And then they came over the next day. You guys came. They pulled.
Then the posse, the Chico posse, got you the furniture, right? A lot of the furniture. You guys go over there and help pick out furniture.
Joy brought us this table.
It's a nice table.
And chairs. I think it was hers. They went shopping for the couches and the chairs, and the bed. Three beds are in the room here. Four beds.
We knew that were going to be donations provided for the house as far as furniture for us, but the biggest surprise, I think, to me was having a brand new mattress and box spring to sleep on. Because when I first saw my room, whoa, man, I got a bed, it's got bedding on it, I've got a chest of drawers, I've got a chair with a footstool.
You guys are all on a fixed income?
We have
Social Security.
Yeah.
Social Security.
I receive SSI. Mm-hmm. That's my Mike and I receive SSI, and I think our other roommate receives Social Security and maybe SSI too. I'm not exactly sure on her situation.
But I just mainly Social Security.
Money is tight. The rent here, which includes cable TV and utilities, and we have a washer and dryer, and it includes pool care, because this place came with an in-ground pool, which was another surprise to us. It's reasonable. I mean, we're only paying $450 a month each.
Are you happier here than where you were at?
It's taken a while for us to get used to living with each other again, because When we lived in the other place on West 2nd Avenue, it was a long house.
And so who was that the other end?
Mike and Penny were at this, were at the north end of the house. Jerry and I are at the south end of the house, and never the twain shall meet. So we've had some disagreements and some and some screaming and yelling at each other, you know, a little bit here and there. Yeah, our living quarters are much closer together than they were before, but we've all learned to adjust and get used to.
We have our little spats, but that's only normal. We're family.
That's a wonderful thing to have. What would you add to kind of close the interview, Michael Spurgeon?
So me and Jerry, we've known each other for like 9 years.
Yeah, about 9-10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
yeah, but we get along real well.
Because he was over on 18th Street when I was senior resident over there, and he had room just across the hall from me.
Yeah.
And we used to sit there, here, want a Coke? Here, have a cigarette. Mm-hmm. Back and forth.
Thanks for being on the radio, and thanks for all that you do in the community.
Thank you.
And thanks for being part of Chat House number 12.
Yeah, the name of this house is called New Hope.
Jerry
came up with that name because when he was in Vietnam and he was released to come home back to the United States, they were given the saying, New Hope.
Mm-hmm. New beginnings and new hope.
What do you think of that name, Mike? Does it fit?
Yeah, new hope.
New hope. That's what we'll call this segment. Thanks, guys and girls.
All right.